Den number to call in, should you choose, while we're live on Tuesday night, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. On the last segment, we were talking to Amaru Lewis, and actually we were listening to a couple of his rap singles, which I like I like Gold Digger's Nightmare, which was the first one.
I like that too.
He said that was his answer to Kanye West. Cause remember, I like the Kanye West song. You know the Kanye West song?
No, I don't know.
It doesn't surprise me. It's a good song.
Nothing but a gold digger.
Don't want nothing but a broke. What? It rhymes with digger, Joe.
I understand.
But yeah, so I like that. I thought it was a cool answer. So that was the multi-talented Amaru. Now we are going to do some busting of the scams. We'll play some scam busters.
Scam busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam busters!
Speaking of scam busters, Pip came in all excited today, Joe.
Did you?
We always like when Pip's excited.
She's still excited.
Yeah, we throw down the drop cloth, let things be where they may.
and it's a party, yeah.
It is a party.
That's
Pip's
a little too true.
It's a good time. Pip, I guess something came across Pip's computer that was a scam.
Really?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I told Davin I might be late to the show tonight because I'm working on something at the day program and I'm hitting up, you know, against my deadline, mm-hmm. and I got to leave late. So,
and I said, then don't bother cutting it off. You can't be here on time.
Yeah, he said, just get the hell out.
I don't need this.
I don't need your problems. But while I was working on this report and, you know, up against it, I'm getting emails from one of, as I call them, my evil overlords. Now, it came from, I'm going to call him John Smith.
My evil overlord. Because they used the real name.
Yeah, they sure did. So it came from John Smith.
Isn't he a pilgrim?
I was just going to say.
Wow. Yes.
Send money. Mayflower's broke.
Meet me at the Rock, Plymouth, of course.
it was like. It's like
sounds legit.
It's like Hot Tub Time Machine, but with the Mayflower.
Yeah, right.
And so now it said from Smith at and an address. Now, I don't know. He has another office, and I don't know the address to that because I've never had to contact him there. So my first inkling was that this is his other business address. And it said, "Hi, Pip. We need to send out a payment via wire transfer to a vendor today. Are you available to handle this now?"
Oh, it sounds written well.
Yes. Email me and let me know so I can forward instructions. Thanks, John.
That looks legit.
It did. And at the bottom of the email, it said, John.
Even with the dick pic at the attached.
Because, you know, that's natural. You know, there's always a correspondence. There's an attachment,
sure.
So to speak.
And that's an attachment, so to speak. It wasn't his dick pic? It was a strap-on dick pic?
Yeah, you never know. You got to be careful of that thing.
Sure. Well, you know, attachments are always strap-ons.
Question everything.
Now.
She amused herself.
At the bottom. I did. At the bottom, it said John Smith. And then it said his position in our company, mm-hmm. and then it said his email at our company.
Okay. Everything looks good. Nothing out of place.
Everything looks good, except this is a really irregular request from him. Really strange. We don't process payments like this. And this is just a weird thing.
Anytime you have to wire money, if you live in the continental U.S. or anywhere in the U.S., it's a little odd.
Yeah.
We do wire money under certain circumstances for certain vendors. But here's this. I'm working on something. I'm working on actually a report that has to do with payments that are going out. And why is he putting the full court press on me while I'm working on all these checks going, we got a wire transfer something. I'm like, really, really, really? You're going to have a meeting in a couple hours.
So her first reaction was to go to Facebook and complain about it.
Yes. Yes, of course. You bastard. You bastard. So my first thing was like, is he crazy? Why is he pushing this? And why a wire transfer? So now in the meantime, I was talking, I had a business question for another department, and I went over to their desk to ask them about it. Now, in the meantime, he hadn't waited. In the 5 minutes I was gone, he emailed another thing to another coworker,
mm-hmm.
who is on a similar ranking with me, and he wrote...
Just above dirt.
Look, just because I share the janitor's closet doesn't mean I'm dirt.
I said you were above dirt.
Thank you. So he says...
Complimentary.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, like, Mr. Ants in his pants.
I thought it was Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
Hut invaded. Send money for raid immediately.
Mr. Smith emails Mary and says, "Hi, Mary. Are you available at the moment?"
By the way, can I just stop you? Yeah. And I will. John Smith and Mary, you can't get any more creative with your names.
Why do I have to?
What?
Why do I have to?
You're
they
very
know pure. Lies.
You got a very Puritan email going.
Christ. Do you need money for the lock for the chastity belt? Jesus Christ.
Dear Constance. No. You know.
Dear Constance. Dear Prudence.
Dear Prudence. Won't you come out to play? So it says, "Hi, Mary. Are you available at the moment or in the office? Kindly email me and let me know ASAP. Thanks."
I'm sorry, even using lingo, ASAP and
yeah,
everything.
She's using all the characters in every C-Spot Run book.
You haven't heard of Dick and Jane yet.
Just Fluffy. No. So
what?
No.
Okay.
Dick and Jane, you know, so whatever. So now the... so now... She doesn't know that I've gotten an email, and I don't know she's gotten an email. So
you know that I know that she knows that you know.
That I know that she knows. So she emails back to John.
Dear John.
Dear John. It's a Dear John email.
She writes
that's
back,
what I was going for.
"I'm in the office." Well, that's all she had to say.
Quite the wordsmith.
So now I had written back to...
John Smith.
And I'm sorry, I'm like flipping pages trying to... This happened just as I was leaving work, so I didn't have a lot of time to get this in perfect order. So he said... I had emailed him back and said that, to the effect, "What are you talking about?"
What you talking about, Willis?
What are you talking about, Willis? I can't see the one where I said exactly what I said to him back.
I'm sure it was witty.
Yeah, it was really exciting.
I'm sure
so
it was.
I just said something to the effect of, "We don't usually wire transfer, and you should get back to me with what vendor, who are we talking
You're
about?"
You're actually helping out the scammer here.
Kind of.
Inadvertently.
I didn't say a lot. I just said, "We don't usually do it this way, so can you get back to me with more information about this, and I'll try to help you."
God damn it, nosy broads. Just send the money.
Pretty much. So then he said, "Hi, Pip. Thanks for getting back to me. Yes, the wire transfer payment is for a service rendered to us, and I can get the invoice to you later, but we need to send this payment out ASAP. Can the wire still go out today? Please find out and let me know with details needed to process."
That's a red flag right there. There's no payment. Somebody in that position would not have a payment made without an invoice.
Thank you.
Right, but most people under that type of pressure from a higher up, a muckety muck, they're not thinking. They're like, "We're going to get right on it."
Just like, up.
If you're in that, I know what Pip does at the day program, and I deal with the people that do that at my day program. No,
where do I find this cast?
No invoice, no payment, and it doesn't make a bit of difference who's on the phone.
Right,
because they're setting that policy, and that is policy. No invoice, no payment.
Oh, it totally is. And the thing is, John is not, he's a pretty straightforward, straight-by-the-books kind of guy.
Exactly.
So this
Thank
was,
goodness.
I know. So I'm like, what the hell? Now, I was... distracted when I got the first email because I was working on my project and I knew I had to get here, so I'm like, I'm cranking it out. So at first,
Joe does that. Usually not when he's on the way here,
I
though.
I was not cranking one out.
Gonna be late. I'm just in traffic cranking one out.
Hold on, I've got to get these papers unstuck.
We'll
be
get
them in the copy.
We'll be uploading pictures shortly.
No, already do that in order to never mind. So now I'm on the phone and I'm busy. I mean, I'm on the computer and I'm busy with my thing. So when I first get that, my first instinct was to start complaining to my coworker. What the hell is he thinking? What is this about now? because my evil overlords sometimes come up with really bizarre stuff, and they always want it at the 11th hour. So
right.
I'm like, this is just perfect.
And also with a project, too. If you're in a project and you look up on your email's coming in, you're like, oh, for crap, I don't have time for this
that
right
happens
now.
In
it
the
happens all
it
the
happens
time.
All the time.
And it happens to me most Tuesdays because that's the night that they have the special meeting, and it's like, oh, my God. So I'm so now, in the meantime, I'm like, ah, let me just get on the phone and see if I can even do a wire transfer at this hour so that I can tell Knucklehead what I can do. So I called our bank. What's the deadline for a wire transfer? 2 o'clock. Now, this is going on at like 2:30, 2:45. I got like 2:36. I got the first email. So I'm like, I can't even do this. So I emailed back.
But he did have you because he's got you going and making the phone calls.
Yep. For the first email, I made the call to the bank. So I emailed. After I first initially said, what are you talking about? Give me more information. I sent a second email, and I just said, bank says we can't wire transfer after 2. So then he said that, thanks for getting back to me. Can the wire still go out today? Please find out. Let me know what the details needed to process. That was really suspicious, too, because I'm like, this guy's meticulous. He wouldn't have just skipped over that detail of we need it. Before 2 o'clock,
so, and like, exactly that. And like I said before, somebody that meticulous, nobody gets any money without an invoice.
Right, right. So I'm like, this is really unusual. Then I take a closer look at the email. Thanks for getting back to me, comma. Yes, the wire transfer payment is for a service rendered to us, and I can get the invoice to you later, but we need to send out this payment ASAP. No, no,
but it's just one little I. So if it's just one little I, you think, all right, maybe that's a spelling.
There was one little I. I thought maybe he was in a hurry in the first email.
Right.
Nope. He would never end a sentence with a comma. He would not use the little I. He would not demand that I do something without an invoice. This isn't even him, I say to myself. So I go over to my, I go, ooh, 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 and I'm all excited. So I run over to my coworker.
Ooh, 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 I'm dealing with an asshole.
Oh, no, I just wet him.
Well, that Fisher came back.
Scammers and fissures, both a pain in her rear.
Scammers and fissures and rear, oh my. So I run over to my coworker who
That's
got right. Mary, and I tell her, I got another email back from them. It's not him. I'm sure it's not him. She's like, to get on the phone. So I'm like, I called his voicemail, and I called his voicemail at home and cell phone, and I left messages. I'm like, look, this is Pip, and I need to talk to you about these emails you're sending me, so it's really important. Please call me back. So I left voicemails. I tell Mary, no, I tried him. He's not answering. So she tries again. She gets a voicemail, too, so she hangs up. Then all of a sudden, my coworker calls, come back, he's on the phone. So I go, hey, John, what's going on with these emails? He goes, what emails? I said, are you emailing me about a wire transfer? And he says, no. And I'm like, ha-ha!
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 It was the butler.
Okay. Didn't sound like you. Just had to confirm that it wasn't really you, and you weren't, like, tied up in front of an ATM with a gun to your head. And so he laughs, and he goes, nope, it's not me. And I'm like, ha, okay. So I call our bank, and I said, it's very unusual because John, Mary, and I are all signers on this one account. So I thought, oh, did the bank get hacked? Is that how they know which people to talk to about this? So I called the bank, and they reassured me that, no, that didn't happen. So
it's impossible. We're banks. We never get hacked.
So I have a friend. I have a friend at the local police.
Okay.
And so I called him up, and I go, ooh, look at what happened to us. And so we're talking about it. And he goes, forward me the emails. So I send him everything. And then I get back on the phone with him. And I'm talking to various people.
Look at you, like a regular sleuth.
Yeah.
Look who I learned from.
Joe, congratulations.
Thank you.
So then, a little while later, now John, fake John, emails me again and says, did you get my previous email? Ooh, he's hot on the trail now. So I talk to my cop friend, and I go, what do I do? And he goes, well, while we're looking at it, why don't you just see, you know, like what I go, should I email him back and pretend that I'm going with it and see what he sends me? And so he goes, yeah, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, sure. It's only your computer. What do you care?
I know.
Why don't you talk to criminals? That'd be great.
We got
But it's like the cops are telling you, yeah, why not?
Yeah, so I said, all right, well, I'll have a go. So I email him back, and I say, hi, John, yes, sorry, I was on the phone to the bank. Can you please send me the wiring instructions and the amount? Thank you. So he sent me the wiring instructions and the amount.
Where's it now, is it going to Missouri?
Very close.
Very close.
No, not close. Geographically, but close kind of idea. It's going to Wisconsin.
What, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I did not see that coming.
Now, it gives the bank name, the bank address, the beneficiary name, the beneficiary address, an account number, the routing number, and it says total amount to be wired is $20,000 and email me once done. Please confirm.
Well, we'll get right on it.
Please confirm that you received this. And I said to him, I'll get right on that. So that's exactly what he said. So now...
It's not a dildo. It's an instruction.
Oh, I'll get right on that. And I said, thank you. And he said, okay, please email me once done.
See, now, if you really learned, you would have told him you're going to send the payment in nickels and dimes.
Well, you know what? I had all kinds of great ideas of what I was going to say back.
Okay.
But it's work.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. That ruined it all for me. However, I did a little follow-up investigating, and I found the name of the actual person.
Really?
Who lives at the address given.
So do you think they're laundering money?
I wonder if this person is, number one, aware that their address is being used.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the name of the beneficiary name. The person who lives at the actual beneficiary address is a different person. The bank is real, and it is at the address given. And they do have a branch there. And the person who lives at that address has a maid service business. And there's a phone number. And I have to go back and talk to my friend who is a cop, but I found out all this information about them.
How'd you find it out?
Well, I looked...
What magical device did you use?
Google.
Ah, 'tis our friend.
I use my old friend Google helped me
Google.
Out with this. Well, I put the street address into Google,
mm-hmm.
and then it came up with the business that the person
has. So maybe this is the real criminal who lives there. Who knows?
It could be. And it could be the, somebody who's
You should call the Wisconsin police and then go on Google Earth and watch what happens.
I thought about ordering a lot of pizzas to the house. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Uh-huh. But
nah,
is
comedy.
You want him arrested, not well fed.
No.
He's going to die slowly of cardiac arrest.
But as I was getting ready to leave and I'm finishing up my report that I had to do, the person kept emailing me. Did you send the money?
Yeah, scammers are very impatient.
Did you send the money? So I left him.
The window was closed.
Wondering if I sent the money. Now, I thought about, like, tomorrow.
Do you want to call him on from the air?
And see who answers?
We could do that. You want to do that?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
It's only the studio line.
I mean, yeah.
Do it from here. Well, I guess we could do it from the studio.
All right, well... Can you do that, like, star...
Can I do what?
Well, with phones...
Yeah, what's the thing to block it? Google that real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to look at what the thing is to block.
I think it's star 82.
I don't know. We need to find out what blocks a phone number, because the last thing I knew is another asshole calling the house.
I know.
Bad enough we do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not thrilled about that, but it happens, so, you deal with it.
Well, hang on a second, because I think I have somebody listed in my phone as... You dial that first. Oh, here it is. It's star 67.
All right.
And then one in the area code. All right.
Let's do this.
Okay. All right. Let me just flip over my paper.
Start putting in the number.
Okay. Did you dial one?
I did dial star 67.
Okay.
Hope you have a game plan.
I have none.
Well, you might want to think of one.
Tell me. Yeah.
Should we come up with one before we finish this call?
Yes.
Live radio.
Assholes.
How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, we're calling a scammer, not Nana.
We're just pressing down. Like Herman Munster.
Like we're 15 and bored.
Hang up. They picked up.
Why don't we ask him if he's got Prince Albert in a can while we're at it?
Well, do you?
Dumbbells.
All right. Oh, well, the chat is
the chat, and the chat has awoken.
The chat is like Star 67, you asses. You
know, why do they always have to say mean things?
No, they didn't say you asses.
Oh, why do you always have to? Don't put your feelings onto them. They're nice folks in there.
They are. They were like, all right.
So who are we going to be? We should be the bank. You should be the bank. You should be the bank. You should try to get some information.
Why would we be calling at this hour?
Because we're trying to get this transfer to go through, and we can't get it to go through.
And we're the international bank.
Well, what's the bank?
It's Horicon Bank.
Of course it is.
Horicon Bank?
Horicon.
I come home and the Horicon.
My
Jesus. I didn't see that coming.
My friend said it's like Comic-Con for whores.
All right, so play up. Sound like a whore, but sound like a banking whore.
Okay, so that sounds like me.
Yes, but yeah, without the banking, because you don't have a lot of money.
No.
No, you got to be calling from the bank. You know the details and everything. You got to try to get information from him.
Okay.
Because you're trying to do the transfer for, you know, the such and such at the such and such office. you'll make
right,
that.
Right.
I don't know. You'll figure that out.
Right. Okay.
But you're trying to get this transfer. What we need to get some more information.
Okay.
What are your credit card numbers?
Lisa says B. Parker Green of the IMF Bank.
That would be great. That's great. That rules.
Could a girl be Parker?
Well, you want Joe to do it? There'll be a lot of stammering, but I mean.
Oh, no, I'll do it. I'll do it because I.
She will.
You're good, but I don't want to put you on. For McIvy, I'm ready to go. But
no, only because.
No, you need to do because you know the backstory.
Yeah.
You know the backstory. No, you got the gig.
Tom wants to know, is your fridge running?
Parker Green. Yeah,
Tom do it.
And just tell him we're sorry we couldn't get the funds out today. We're very concerned. We want to make sure that it gets expedited quickly tomorrow or so we get the information tonight.
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
Going to be first thing in the morning we're going to get on this. No, but we need these details.
Good. Yeah.
And try to get as much information as you can.
Right. Okay.
You got this?
Yeah.
You know what to do?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. Now remember, you need to talk loudly into the mic, but they're still going to hear you on speaker.
Okay.
All right.
And you know what? They said that my name is Ann Jackson.
Oh, kids. You want to be Ann Jackson from the IMF?
Sure.
All right, why the hell not?
Why not?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can't be IMF because I'm Horicon.
You should start out with Mr. Whatever his name is.
I'm going to kill a bit right off the bat, dude. That's out of your place. Oh, no.
All right, Joe.
No, that's a finger shaker from you doing that.
Well, at least work a yak in there. I do that. Yeah. I work yak.
Miss Held.
What?
Her last name is Held. Miss Held.
What's she talking about?
I don't know.
Instead of Mr. Davin?
Who's Miss Held?
That's the lady's name.
What lady? The one contacted?
Who in the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about the lady at the address. The real lady.
Oh. Okay.
Now, do I ask for the lady that they put the name on here as or the real person that lives there? What do I do?
Put the person that they put the name on.
Yeah.
That's who you're going to. Because then you're going to find out right away.
Right. I'm looking for Diane Anderson.
Right. Nice. And we can't get in trouble if we're looking for somebody who doesn't exist.
True.
If the woman does exist, then we got to bail. Or say, hey, this is on the radio, and then continue. Say it real quick.
Right.
Because you have to put that disclaimer if you're on the radio. I don't even know if internet radio counts, but whatever. No time.
I don't know if there's any internet law courtroom.
Yeah, I don't
know. Wind up in.
I mean, from the internet, you can certainly do things on there that you wouldn't do in your own house.
Mm. That's true.
But yeah, so you're gonna ask for the person.
Okay.
And then if they say, "Well, who's that?" So, well, I got this. Blah 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 blah. Yeah. So you might be able to break it to them. And then if it's the real person, go, all right, listen. So radio show, but whatever.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
You're gonna handle the con.
I'm gonna try.
All right. Be dialing.
We can't say anything.
No, I know.
Do you? No laughing.
I said, yeah, I'll clam up.
We should do this every week.
Dial a phone, stupid.
I'm going to dial *67, hit speaker, you do the rest. Yes?
Okay.
The number you have reached, 920-485-4600, 41 has been disconnected.
Oh.
Another successful Davin's Den bit.
Now, you know what's interesting, though, is that, I mean, because I didn't have time to find any more than this, then, I mean, I got into all this right before I drove
it
here.
It is amazing what you do on your employer's dollar. it's not just stupid memes and cat pictures.
No. I got all that information while I was still at work, but I found the name and the address of the person while during the break here. So, now this is the thing, is that,
if you have another number, we can try it.
Yeah, no, I can't find another number, because that might be the number of who used to live at that place, and maybe this name that's here is like a new person that lives there or something.
Yeah, but a number should work. A number should work, so you're going to have to, contact them tomorrow.
And say that the phone number doesn't work.
Yes, but you should do this from your house, with Audacity running, and put a little mic there. On speaker and record it.
Now they said that the phone number is what they gave you in the email.
I found this phone number on Google because I.
That phone number is associated with that address, but not necessarily with the person you're talking to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because the.
Well, why don't you Google that number real quick? You could Google that phone number and see if it's been used in scams.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
I didn't think of doing that.
I do this all the time.
All right. Well, you talk amongst yourselves while I'm Googling.
Well, because here's the play. She has to email this guy tomorrow after hours. No, she's got to email tomorrow during hours.
Mm-hmm.
Say, listen, there was an issue with it. We tried to get it. The bank needs to talk to you, but it's the after hours department and everything. So we need to talk to you about this transfer. What number can I reach you at? And now when Pip does the phone call, she needs to have her computer on, Audacity going, make sure it's recording properly, and her microphone by the speakerphone.
I'm sure the boss will be thrilled about that.
No, I don't. She's got to do this from home.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The hell is all this shit?
No, she's got to in.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm doing a bit from this thing I don't do.
Quiet.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, right. I know, really.
Well, I'm not me, but I'm me now, all right? Now scram.
Listen, I'm helping you. Just trust me on this.
I'm not in enough trouble at work. Here, I wanted to add to it.
You got your shit set up.
Oh, my God.
And then she goes, I couldn't do it at work. What the F, man? I told you to do it. I don't care about your day program. A bit's a bit.
Bad enough when my boss comes up to me. That PO ship, I'm in the middle of a blog. You know?
A blog about the PO.
I'm pushing the gig. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're reminding me what I got to do.
No, but that's what you need to do. The phone call's going to have to be recorded.
Well,
if you get a phone number.
But I can't. I mean, I'm most likely not going to find a phone number because
now. No, you're going to have to email him.
Yeah.
Say, listen, bank tried to call you. We looked up, proactive, because I really wanted to do this for you. I looked it up. This is the phone number that came up. I don't understand.
Yeah.
What number can I reach you at, John Smith?
Yeah.
This isn't
gotcha.
The number I know you at.
Gotcha.
You got to play stupid.
I have no problem.
No, I know you.
I was just looking it up, the number, and it comes up as the person that I found the name as, not the name of the person that they gave me.
So it comes up with the name of the person on the address.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you know what? You know what? This person might have disconnected it because they were getting harassed. So
could be. Could be. Because they're sending out a bunch of this stuff.
Sure. You weren't the only special flower.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So
what?
I'm sorry.
So this person's probably working a racket.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do, if you bring all your little equipment with you, is you could go to the police station and do it.
Oh. Interesting.
Maybe talk to your police friend. But no matter what, we need a recording. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'll see.
Make sure you tell the cops.
They understand.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'll see if I can get any of that together. If I can find enough information.
If you need to take your
mic.
You have a microphone that plugs into your computer.
Yes.
Okay, so you do it with that.
Yeah.
And you know how to use Audacity.
Yeah.
So you do it that way. You just got to make sure you
I
get
the
sentence.
I have the Audacity.
Mm. All right, so we look forward to this. Hopefully.
Well, let's see if I can get anything.
You're going to have to contact them back and say, listen, there was a problem with this.
Yeah.
Try to get it to you.
Yeah.
What's your number?
What's your problem?
What's your frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah. So, and let's see. Oh, Lisa's giving suggestions. She
Good.
Says, so email back tomorrow and say you tried to send the money and the bank needs a contact phone number to verify receipt of funds requirement from the company bank.
That's a great idea.
Look at Lisa being all small.
Right
yeah,
on.
Yeah, well,
that a girl.
Nice.
She's been through this rodeo before.
We've all been through this. I'm a little tired of the rodeo myself, but
I got saddle sores. But the thing is,
that's not from us.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk about it on the air. Did I say that loud?
Always do.
Oh, damn it. So anyway, well, that's where we're at with my little
Okay.
Well, there you go. Scam. Very good.
Very good. Shame the phone call didn't work, but hey, this is live radio, so what are you going to do? You are listening to Davins, and that's not all the scam busting we have, though.
Ooh.
We have more scam busting. Very good. We look forward to that next week. Last week, Ann Jackson said goodbye.
Yeah.
It was sad, wasn't it, Joe?
Yes, it was.
She had to work one of her five jobs, and she couldn't be bothered
with
this
anymore.
And she had been revealing how much money she had lost and how painful this was. It was quite heart-wrenching, wasn't it? But is goodbye really goodbye?
Sometimes, no.
Did you think goodbye was goodbye this time?
No.
You didn't.
I didn't either.
Nobody thought goodbye was goodbye.
No.
It wasn't even goodbye from that day. There was more to come, but we were at a show. So goodbye seemed like a good place.
Good. Goodbye for that night.
Yeah, exactly. But she was saying goodbye. That's where we left it, but she had a lot more to write. So we're back with Ann Jackson.
Yay.
So, Pip, what are our categories tonight?
Well, of course, Mr. Davin, the perennial favorite.
The standard.
Yes. I still really like Fucking Mafias. How do you feel about that?
I like Fucking Mafias.
I like Fucking Mafias.
Whores.
I also really like it when she says, "You kill my life."
You kill my life. We haven't done that.
What was the one? Was that the one that you picked last week that we didn't use?
No, she's never used "You kill my life."
Okay, but there was. I think there was one from last week that you picked that you liked. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that was.
It's a very fluid situation, Joe.
It is kinda. So I don't know what the one was. It was right.
"You kill my life."
You kill my life. That's exactly how she says it,
okay,
isn't it?
Yeah. All right,
Mr. Davin, Fucking Mafias. "You kill my life," Joe.
All right, I'm going for five, Mr. Davins.
Whoa. Okay.
Whoa.
Wow, man.
Slow down.
There's a gambler in the house.
Hey, mister.
Let's see, Mr. Davins. I'm gonna go for five.
Fucking Mafias? Mr. Davin.
Yeah, Fucking Mafias.
Oh, five Fucking Mafias too.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, and I'm gonna go with six, "You kill my life."
Wow.
Damn.
Joey's he's raising the stakes tonight.
I know.
But is it too much? Is Joe too ambitious?
I'm thinking yeah.
What do you think, Pip?
Well, Lisa says two of each.
Across the board?
Yeah.
All right.
Two of each. Tom says three, Mr. Davins. Two, Fuck My Lives. And five, "You kill my life."
All right, see, Tommy, okay. Tommy's going.
All right.
Big
now,
guns.
You guys have to know that I don't know what they're going to say beforehand, or else I wouldn't make such crappy choices.
I don't think you've ever been accused of cheating when it comes to this bit.
No.
I've never gotten angry emails. Helix knows it all. She don't know. She's quite the contrary.
I have no clue.
That's usually what I get.
I'm expecting a bunch of Mr. Davins here, so I'm going to say four Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to say two Fucking Mafias, and I'm going to be conservative and say two, "You kill my life."
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
And Lisa says, "Big spender, Joe."
Nah.
Hey, big spender.
Da-da, da-da.
If anybody else wants to weigh in the chat, you feel free to jump in at any time. All right. So we're going to start off with a conversation between Ann and Brown Cotton.
Oh, okay.
All right. He goes, "How are you?" I don't know if he said that last.
How are you, Doll?
How are you?
How are you, Boo?
You don't call.
How are you, Boo?
Ann goes,
"That's now a Jewish mother."
Why not? I do all characters. Yeah. Ann calls, please do not contact me anymore. I am in trouble with my payment. You destroy me, assholes. Go to hell.
Oh, darn it. I should have said you destroy me.
Well, you ruined it.
I ruined it.
You ruined Samba. Brown Cotton goes, "What trouble? Why you always insult me?" He's a sensitive scammer.
He is.
I have feelings too. If you prick me, do I not bleed?
If I'm a prick, do I not bleed?
She goes, "I have no money to pay for my company." He goes, "I see. What about Jennifer?" She goes, "This is lie. Lie." He goes, "Did you contact her?" Ann goes, "It is her who did this by herself." Brown goes, "No, never. What'd she do?" Deny first.
Of course.
Now that I've gotten the denial out of the way, what are we talking about? What'd she do? She wants to come to Japan. She said it always to her dad. Who doesn't want to come to Japan?
She can't even cross the street without getting hurt. She's going to go to Japan?
That's very dangerous. Little sumos running around.
Yeah.
Ann goes, "Do not contact me anymore." Brown goes, "Because she asked you to help her? She did it for you." Ann goes, "Do not tell me anything." Brown Cotton goes, "Why?" Ann goes, "Because this fucking idiot fund's destroying me. I am totally broke."
Yes. Fucking idiot funds. They're so stupid, those funds.
Yeah.
Brown goes, "At this stage?"
Yes.
You've given so much. Why
now you're
stop?
Gonna back off?
Ann goes, "And I have no money." Brown goes, "I know that. I've received it all." They didn't add that, because I know that.
But why are they still talking to her if she's got nothing to give?
There's always a little bit more.
I was, you know, because
she's all in.
I know.
She's got something to sell.
But still, when she's, you know, as soon as you read that line, I was thinking exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Anne goes, what stage? It is lie. Scam. Brown goes, how was your fever?
No. He is the Jewish mom. Did you try the chicken soup like I told you?
You should really rest before you send the funds.
Oh,
but don't rest too
down.
Much because Jennifer really needs the money.
Oh my God.
You know how she tends to get hit by cars and the money flies in the air.
So Brown goes, how was your fever? Anne goes, people are laughing. And we are.
Yes. You got that right.
That was a really good bit of sleuthing on her part.
I'm sorry.
Laughing.
I'm sorry. He just wrote that just like trying to make a mock thing. Like, yeah, people are laughing.
No, she wrote that.
Oh, people are. Then that's funny because people are laughing.
No, we were.
I could just see.
I heard the show.
I could just see what she wrote. People are laughing. And meanwhile.
They are laughing over there.
We're idiots.
She goes, people are laughing. Never contact me. I am looking for one more job. Brown goes, who? She goes, I need to work. I need to solve my problem. Brown, always sympathetic, she only needs $200. And, of course, the dollar sign is behind the 200, which is not why an American from the FBI would write it. But
right.
She goes, never tell me only. Smart girl. Smart girl.
Finally.
Because more is coming. Never tell me only.
Only.
How about this is just a start?
And look at how, just for a second, look at how friggin' devious these people are. They know she's on the balls of her ass, and they're still trying to squeak $200 out
of
her.
I was just, boy, we're on the same wavelength tonight, yeah, because I was thinking the same thing. It's right? Like the balls on, they don't, think about the, they're under this scrutiny and this all, and he still forges on. Give me $200.
Yeah, it's like, what are you, at this stage, you're worried about $200? Just throw it at me.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Brown goes, she can get the funds out. Anne goes, I never see any money. Ask Miller to pay. He used me. Again, Miller with the gold bars.
Right.
Brown says, I sent her money last time. Anne goes, do not contact me. Brown goes, Miller is having high blood pressure.
Suddenly they got ailments.
She's sick and she wants him dead soon. You should die soon. In hell, burn. Like she talks like Yoda.
I know. She's not as wise as Yoda.
Anne goes, you asked me to complete the fees before. Fuck him. He always did this to me. Brown goes, oh, no, please. Anne goes, this is scam.
By the way, Lisa says, great big King Kong balls.
Oh, really?
She continues, no. No, he goes, somebody says no. She goes,
somebody says no.
He's having trouble with his notes.
Somebody says no.
It was Cotton. Cotton goes, no. Anne goes, do not contact me. Brown goes, no.
No.
Anne says, I am Joe. What do you think she says?
Pissed.
Pip?
I am angry.
I am fucking mad.
Oh, wow. Well, we were on the same right wavelength.
Brown, it's only $200. Please believe me.
Right there. Yep. He would be a good salesman. He really would.
Hope he doesn't get a job at Target. I don't want to deal with him.
You never get a thing.
No, never.
You know what you have to do when you have the dollar amount objection? You have to break it down by the amount, the cost per day.
Hmm.
That's how a salesman does it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only going to cost you blood per day. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Anne goes, I will tell people the truth. Brown goes, you will get the money. Yes, please believe me. Anne goes, never. She lies to me 3 times. Brown goes, she cries every day.
And who's she? That's
Jennifer.
Yeah, but that's from the injuries from being hit by the car.
That could be
it.
Internal bleeding.
By the way, when we said, I am, Trucker Tom says, Iron Man.
No, not Iron Man, Iron Scam.
This is Iron Scam.
I'm Ann Jackson. I am Ann Jackson. I will give you all your funds.
It'll be all my funds. Ann goes, I will never contact all of you. That is her problem. I did tell her the truth. Brown goes, please. Ann goes, I have no money. Brown said, she said you were right. She also said this is the last stage. Yes, she is there. And goes, Joe.
Fuck you.
Pip.
Yes, fuck you.
I do not believe in it. Never.
Oh.
Ask Miller to pay. Brown goes, after all, Miller is, Joe.
A fucking mafia.
No, this is Brown talking.
Oh, sorry.
Brown is talking. After all, Miller is.
I don't know.
Lisa says, about to stroke out.
Close. Miller is ill.
Oh, okay.
Miller is ill.
All right.
And goes, you asked me to pay for his gold bars. Brown goes, please believe. It's like a love song.
You got big, giant gold bars, buddy.
And goes, why not ask him to pay for it? That is his problem.
Yeah.
Brown goes, oh.
How did he say that again?
Oh. Anne goes, when he is fine, he can pay. Brown goes, please. Anne goes, I have no money. Do not contact me. Brown goes, Jennifer needs to go back to UK because apparently this Japan shit ain't happening.
So wait, I lost track. Where the hell
is Jennifer?
I don't know. She's not Carmen San Diego. I don't know.
She's not in the UK, I guess.
I don't know.
Well, it's dangerous that you get hit by a truck every
time
you go.
Very scary how much we're in the same way.
Yeah,
tonight.
I know.
Yeah, why don't you guys just
get out of my head?
Anne's like, just let her go back to UK. That is her problem. Brown goes, she cannot waste the money for transport. But apparently you can, Roke Lady.
Yeah, go work a sixth job and cough up the
$200. She can't be bothered with this. It's a pittance.
She's like that show in Living Color. They used to have a skit about the Jamaicans that had so many jobs.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Anne goes, that is her problem. Brown goes, please, the student paid you. So remember Anne said the students had given her money because
she
was a teacher.
Lisa says that she needs to start swimming.
I don't worry about it. The students are picking up the tab.
Yeah, sure, it's fine. Please, the students paid you. Please. Anne goes, I will never send the money. Brown goes, help her. Anne goes, never, I have trouble. Brown goes, $200. Anne goes, do not contact me.
This is like when you're buying a car. And you're haggling over the and you almost got it. It's almost like
the floor mats.
The floor mats. It's like floor mats. Or like $200. You know, it's like you ever buy a car and go, well, this and that. Well, it's just another $200. It's no. I love when they always say this. It's no big deal. All right. If it's no big deal, you pick
you
up the $200. We can't. So suddenly it's a big deal now.
Well, wait a second. You know what? The way he's like, please. Now, keeping with a theme from earlier, he's reminding me of, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're our only hope.
Yeah, really.
It's a special Star Wars Davin's den.
Mm. It is.
Wait till the movie comes out. She goes, do not contact me. Brown goes, it will be solved. Anne goes, never. Brown says, yes. Anne says, all of you destroy me. I will have problem. Brown goes, no.
Well, because you said so, I guess it is so.
Anne goes, this destroys me. Fuck you.
Ah.
He seems very... You know, these guys are very cool under pressure.
Yes.
It's only $200. They've gotten $100,000.
But still, even in that, when somebody's firing, I mean, even though you're riding back and forth, they're still cool under pressure. Where they're still standing their ground.
Yeah, but
they're not really backpedaling.
But I don't think the scammers have been cool with me. I've kind of rattled their cages.
A little bit.
Oh, yes. You have gotten people like, ah! But this guy's just like, I mean, she's shooting, fuck you, and I'm not doing it, and whatever. And he's like, okay.
But essentially the same way Flory was. I mean, with everything, Flory still was very adamant on getting money,
except when we woke her up. She wasn't out on her game. No. Somebody had sleepy voice.
Yeah, but you got shot in the head, and she still came back with, can you pay me?
Yeah, can you pay me? Yeah.
Time. She waited the next morning.
I know. At least there was a refractory period.
So Brown goes, once again, please. Anne goes, even it will influence my job looking. Go back to UK. There is nothing to do with me anymore. I will publish the truth. You all destroy me. This is the truth. Brown says, never.
Never. We'll never leave you alone.
You all destroy me. I thought that was a...
No, it's you kill my life. That's the other one. Yeah. I know. Well, Lisa said they still think they have the upper hand.
They do.
Yeah.
Because she's still talking.
Yeah.
As long as she's talking, they're in the game.
Yeah.
Right.
Once they're blocked, game's over.
Mm-hmm.
Anne goes, you do, for 2 years. Brown goes, no. Me? No.
Never.
Anne goes, think about what I said. If you were me, you would know the truth. You are like mafias. Like mafias.
Shit. Also, do you know that they're posturing? They make it seem like it's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's 200. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. It's like, how dare you be so frivolous with my money?
Yeah, there was a thing.
Well, it's not her. It could be the students.
There was a.
Yeah, then it doesn't matter.
No. It was a thing during the day program where there was ordered. There was supposed to be something for a discount. And there was, I don't know, it was a big to-do on when we got the order, whatever. But when, I'm explaining the situation. I'm like, at the end of, after all this folderol, that was almost a week, it's $250. We're going over 200. You know, you break it down to, all right, what have we been arguing to fight? You kind of make it that it's no big deal. Look, we're all going, it's $250.
Yeah.
How do you, so.
You are listening to Davin Den. Right now we are live on Tuesday night. Of course, we are in the middle of our weekly Ann Jackson escapades. The poor woman is having a hard time with this scammer again.
Yes.
He doesn't seem to think $200 is an issue. So Sheik says, you are like mafias. Brown Cotton says, who's supposedly from the FBI, says, never. Ann goes, the ways you do to me.
What?
The ways you do to me.
The ways.
Brown goes, I know how you feel. Ann goes, never contact me anymore. Brown goes, I cannot do anything bad to you. Ann goes, you did it. From the gold bars, from the funds, the way you did to me. You hold all the money I paid. You never return to me. Fucking mafias.
Ah, there we go.
When Miller wants money.
One on the board.
Brown goes, since you insult me, I will cease contact with you.
What?
I think he meant cease.
Yes, he did.
Instead, he's going to steal contact from her.
I'm going to grab the contact.
You take all our emails.
But wait a second now. She's been insulting him for a while.
Yeah, but he's had enough of this crap.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Well, it takes so much, even if you are a scammer.
Sure. I don't have to put up with this.
Yeah.
We have a union.
I'm going to call the hall. Oh, the hut.
my rep will be on the phone with you. Yeah.
Hold on. Right now, they're pretending to be eBay. Anyway.
Yeah, funny.
Ann goes, because you are mafias. Never contact me anymore. Brown said, you never sent me any money. Ann goes, this is all you did to me. Brown goes, I do send mine either. Okay, bye.
I become inarticulate right before I hang up.
Brown's not done here.
Oh, I see.
Ann, can you send 150 to Jennifer?
No. No. Joe is like.
So it's like I said, it's like being a used car salesman. All right, look, we can't do it for. Can you do 150?
Yeah.
We want to work with you. How can we get you into this scam?
Yeah.
It's almost what we call the sales, like a back pocket. You know, we're going, we're going to ask for this. Back pocket, like it's like, we're going to go and ask 200. If we get no, back pocket, 150.
Well, it's funny you say that. And can you send 150 to Jennifer? James can send 50.
Oh, my God.
I talked to James. Are you there? She goes, do not contact me. I'm looking for one more job. He goes, okay. Excuse me. She goes, never contact me. Go to hell.
Lisa says, do I hear 75? Do I hear 75?
Yeah, really.
Brown goes, me? It's time to insult you, too.
Time to insult you. This is the best time of
this
the show.
This is your time, asshole.
This was insults for you.
Gather around the hut, fellas.
We're going to do the dozens.
It's time to insult you, too. After you show off your pussy.
What?
A pussy.
What?
I didn't
actually say that?
No, I interjected that.
Wait. Back up. Wait, yeah, it's time to insult you after you show your pussy? That's what he said to her?
Yeah, I guess it's insult time afterwards. I guess they're going to be working off of that
Hold
image.
I'm sorry, he wrote that?
Yeah, it's from the FBI.
That's why I'm...
Do
you think I would make that up?
Yes!
Yes!
I have never made up anything like that.
Well, I need you to read that line. Read that line again, just so I'm not. It's
he wants
late.
To hear it
I'm
again.
Not, I just want
to.
Brown goes, me? It's time to insult you too. After you show off your pussy. There's a time and a place for everything.
Listen, you always insult them after they've shown the puss, not before, because then you won't get to see it.
He said that line. I'm like,
I know this.
Why are you doing that now?
I'm like, is that really my comedic timing, stupid?
And sometimes, yes. Yeah,
no, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is. And I'm not saying it's all. In some,
I've never said to a scammer, but, you know what time it is. It's time to show up your puss.
This is what I'm doing tomorrow.
And I've never
written
it in such a bad way.
But how?
But
how
this
about
is the way I'm doing it tomorrow at work.
You were writing Belinda one time, and you just happened to say out of nowhere, fuck you, just to get
it. Yeah, but I did it in perfect English.
I understand, but it's almost that same thing where, yeah, and let's.
Like out of nowhere.
Let's be frank. It's been a long day. It's late. Sometimes your mind isn't, you know, and so when you hear that, it's like, what is he doing?
All right, well, get your mind in Anne's pussy and let's refocus, kids.
I'd rather not, but go ahead.
Well, after that, we'll be doing insults. Pay attention.
Oh, no, this is the best part.
I love the way now we'll do insults. First insult.
See, I'm not the only one who overprepares, Joe. They got a list, too.
Insult.
Can you imagine the homework to all the other people in the huts? All right, first we're going to get her to show her pussy. After that, we go into the insult. What do you guys got? What do you have? Oh, click, click, click. What do you got over there? No, that's it's a little too much. It's a little over the top.
Oh, and then you see the Joe Curry scammer in the hut. Jeez, why do you bring the King James Bible with you? What do you read all that?
Oh, my God, scammer in the hut.
That's funny.
After you show your pussy, then the news will see all in Japan. And even you work, you will see it.
This just in. Anna Jackson, show a pussy.
Even Godzilla tried to cover his eyes, but his arms were too small.
Very, very big.
Oh, no.
That was unnecessary.
Oh, no. She showed Tokyo. It's Ann Jackson's pussy. Oh.
This is not good for the FCC.
Next time I
see, good thing we're getting
next
it out
time
of the
I see
now.
Eric Bloom, I'll tell him we accentuated his song.
Time to see your pussy. It's like sushi.
Now that's you.
That was me. They don't know of sushi. So after she shows her pussy, then the news will see all in Japan. And, and even your work, you will see it. Wait, Anne goes. What do you think Anne says?
Fuck you.
She says, go for it.
Go for it?
Go for it. Fuck you, assholes.
Oh.
You destroy me.
Oh, all right.
Oh, there we go. It's the trifecta.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because she can't say it. There's got to be more. Yeah. She just can't say that.
What do you think Brown says?
Okay.
He calls her a bitch.
He says, and I quote, fuck you too. And I don't think it was directed at her. I think it was Bono and The Edge. I think that's who he was talking about. I think he was saying fuck you too.
He hates that band so much. Trucker Tom says, and got stinky pussy. I hope I did justice, Tom.
You did.
Thank you.
Anne goes, never contact me. Brown goes, you destroying mine too, motherfucker.
Now he's going for it. This is
asshole. Idiot. Just $150.
Well, you know, that's the sales pitch I could not refuse. I'm sending a check.
After the motherfucker, it really changed my perspective. $150 isn't so bad.
Yeah, asshole, idiot, motherfucker. You know what? Okay, you sold me. Here comes the money.
Now, where would you go after that? Would you go to 125 or would you go to 100? You
don't want to show your tits too.
You don't want to lowball. I mean, want to try to walk away with something. But 125 might not get it. Think about if you were trying to pull a fit. Would you go to 100 or 125?
I'm thinking 101 boob. Yeah.
It's not a Dalmatian. It's a tit, stupid.
This is my version of Disney.
Okay. I like your version.
Thank you.
Anne goes, I remember you told me. Brown goes, you cannot send for the poor girl you asked to go to the poor girl you asked to go to Scotland? And Anne goes, it is just only, and then she X's out the amount, U.S. dollars left. Brown goes, you told you what? Anne goes, the funds will release to me, but never. Brown goes, what? Anne goes, do not contact me. Fuck you, assholes. And, Joe? After fuck you, assholes, what do you think?
Oh, leave me alone.
Pip?
You kill my life.
Not go to hell.
Really.
Brown goes, how much left? Anne goes, I will expose the truth. Brown goes, how much left?
How much left?
How much money does she have left to send?
How much left?
She's trying to work a deal. What do we got to do to put you in this scam?
Lisa said before, Do I hear 75? Yeah. I think he called it.
Well, it's like I said, when you do it like a deal, like the floor mats again. All right, I'm not paying. All right, what can you pay?
But
this all
comes after show your pussy and motherfucker. The fact that they're still negotiating.
The fact that they're still talking.
Usually after motherfucker, it's like, you know what? I don't think this is going to work.
It's like, click. Yeah, done.
You know, Pip. We're going to show your pussy, but don't go. We can still negotiate.
Go for it. Okay. Asshole.
I'll be happy to. Brown goes, how much left? Ann goes, never contact me. Brown goes, you will see yourself in jail. Ann goes, this is fucking scam.
Really?
Then I don't know what the hell Brown wrote. He wrote gibberish. Ann goes, I will go to jail. Brown goes, asshole, yes.
Are you sure it's not a transcript of a phone call to each other?
Lisa says, throw in an oil change and we can talk.
Ann goes, you Funny. Too. Brown goes, you are a criminal. Ann goes, go to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Brown goes, idiot.
I love this degenerate and just throwing his
It always does with these two knuckleheads.
Yeah, well, and the show, too. But, I mean, it's
yes.
perfect.
Yeah. The
they're doing it for us.
The conversations post-show often devolve into this. Ann goes, you. Brown goes, thief. Ann goes, you use me. Brown goes, you used me.
What?
Ann goes, you were a thief. Brown goes, you know how much I paid, motherfucker. No. This is not becoming of the FBI, Joe.
Yeah. I should say not.
Ann goes, I will show you what you said to me. Brown goes, well, at least they're not showing anything else. Brown goes, show me now, bitch.
This is the FBI.
Yeah,
yeah
FBI
really,
dog.
Sure it is.
Ann goes, fuck you. You will go to jail. Brown goes, you will. Ann goes, you make lots of mistakes to me. Brown goes, in Japan, you will see.
I know you are, but what am I?
And that's where we'll leave it for tonight.
Oh, I'm rubber, you're glue. These crazy bastards. I can't believe. Now, first of all,
no Mr. Davins, by the way.
I know. This was a very bad tally, kids, because there were no Mr. Davins. There was one measly fucking mafia, and there was no You Kill My Life. And she has said that before, and I was really hoping for some.
Motherfucker
more.
Was the play tonight.
Motherfucker was the big play tonight. But, you know, Lisa says, meet you there, asshole. I guess she's talking about when they were going to hell. Conduct unbecoming, she said, is about his behavior. Yeah, I would.
Oh, somebody's going to get written up for this.
Oh, I think there's going to be something in your file.
Unbecoming.
Somebody's going to get called up to Congress to talk about this. We're going to have a congressional hearing. This, I can't believe the FBI is talking to Japanese citizens like this.
I know. I don't believe that you're looking for the truth, sir.
We're trying to get away from reparations, and you're doing this?
Yeah, right.
The Japanese, not African Americans. What are you talking about?
Well, them too. We dropped the bomb on them.
Yeah, reparation bomb.
Whatever. There was atrocities.
Chucker Tom says, I was waiting for the exchange of who's the bigger duty head.
Yeah, really.
No,
I think they passed duty head.
It was much edgier than that. It was like an Otto and George set.
it certainly was.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess the big takeaway from that is you got to love the insults.
Hilarious.
Especially when they decided now it's insult time.
I know. Da, da, da,
no,
da.
No, not now, Joe. After you show your pussy. Then it's insult time. Don't jump the gun, Joe. That we have a certain order and protocol.
Well, I mean, damn, how bad is it? I mean, why do there have to be insults?
Well, I mean, if you had one like that, obviously, you're used to hearing.
Hers?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to hear disparaging things afterwards.
Yes. That's the craziest conversation in many months of crazy conversation.
You think that one takes the cake?
For me.
I mean, I don't remember them all, but.
No, I don't either, but I mean, that's the one, that's a standout.
Yeah, I think anytime you say, we're going to insult you after you show your genitals.
yeah, and I think that's either a really crazy scammer talk or a bad date.
I just like how the guy goes from I'm an FBI man to damn it all, I'm pissed off, back to I'm an FBI guy, like, let's negotiate, I'm an FBI guy, insult you. It's just, she's consistent in her insanity.
Yes. But they just completely broke character and said, you know what, let's go for broke. Now the gloves are off and I'm going to insult you like crazy because you've been driving me crazy for months and now I got to get it out of my system.
Well, people are laughing at her.
They sure are. But poor thing.
I feel bad for her.
I actually do, because she has to be crazy to continue having conversations with people that are conversations like this. You know, keep talking.
Yeah, but I don't think he's crazy, and he's having the conversations.
No, I know. No, he has a reason. She's given up on getting the money back.
Joe, you've often opined that I'm the scammer's favorite client. The money aside, do you think the scammers enjoy this woman or not?
No, I think, frankly, she's very aggravating.
Well, I'm aggravating too, to the scammers, but still, but you still felt like they were.
I don't think it's the best part of their day. What I do feel,
the money comes, it is.
Well, no, but but basically, you kept it very interesting for with Agnes and then Belinda. But
Agnes and Belinda were the same person.
I understand that. Agnes and then
Belinda and Florian.
Before that, Agnes and Belinda. But where it was, there was more like a romantic thing and teasing.
Whining.
Whining. It wasn't all in a nasty tone. There was some light moments. There was a lot of light moments. There was kind of personal things. So it was kind of a different thing where it's all, in this situation, it's all nasty and, stuff like that.
Although she had some romance with Miller, it would seem.
A little bit.
It's been alluded to that there was some type of romantic relationship, which she had denied.
Yeah, finally my brain caught up with me. It's not hostile. It's not the whole relationship between Ann Jackson and these scammers has been hostile. It wasn't hostile in your situation.
I don't think that's true. I think at one point they were working together. Not that they were working together. At one time, Ann was cooperating and sending funds.
From what we have been listening since we started this, it's been a hostile situation. Where in your situation, it's been lighthearted and stuff like that, and a little bit more involved,
I don't think I ever really insulted a scammer overtly.
You never did. You never did.
Not that I recall.
You set them up. You've called them on the carpet, but you never
always very professional, dignified.
You never said things like this.
But people do that to scammers, and then terrible things happen. They'll get viruses on their computer or get hacked and all that stuff.
Well, don't forget
I never did. I always kept it cool.
Yeah, but don't forget. There was that one time when you were talking to that guy, a scammer, where it was last year, where he goes, all right, I'm a scammer, you're an anti-scammer, let's go, let's go at it. And he wound up getting
to be a scammer, too?
Yeah,
did
but you
hear
remember
that in your head?
Remember that guy that he was dealing with?
Yeah,
the one
sure.
guy? Okay.
Yeah.
And then you kind of freaked a little bit when he got some of your personal information?
Well, I mean, I knew how we did it because I hadn't had my Facebook locked down.
I understand, but sometimes, sometimes it can get like that,
Right. Actually, what this just reminded me, when you said, you're... See, because I played a dangerous game by playing with the scammer at work and saying, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. And send me your wiring instructions. Duh. And so
now... Yeah, but you're hep to the game.
Well, I am. But the thing is that they get mad, they might try to attack our computers.
No, don't let them get mad. If you email, use SurfEasy or another one of those programs where they can't get your IP address.
Right.
That's what you got to do. You're going to email them back. You can do it. You can use SurfEasy from your work computer.
Right.
And then you're going to call them and record them, and we're going to have some fun next week, hopefully.
And
hopefully.
And the whole thing with, somebody like that, I mean, for every person like you that catches it, and I'm sure there might be quite a few people that do because of where he's sending these emails, the department that he's sending these emails to.
Bet he got some.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure.
For the let's say out of 20,
right,
he got maybe one or two.
Mm-hmm.
That's two.
A $20,000 payday.
Yeah, that's 20. Or to $40,000,
and I bet somebody said, "You know what? I can't do $20,000 right now. How about $5,000 right now?" And you go, "All right, that'll work."
Yeah,
we'll make it happen.
So out of the 10 emails that he sends to 10 different places, if he gets one, that's a payday.
Yeah.
All right. Let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire.
Yes.
Of course, as always, we'd like to thank Family Martial Arts, which is great for learning karate and self defense. Perfect to gather as a family or by yourself. Great if you want to learn in a class environment. Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Of course, give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. And, of course, you can always check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you can never have a frozen bagel again. Ugh, pooey. Goldberg says the perfect schmear for your bagel. What?
No, you're not, it's not the Iron Sheik. Settle down.
I'm editorializing.
Or Snoopy.
No, once you've eaten one of those, you don't want one of those lenders. Ugh.
You
awful.
Don't.
No.
Unless they start sponsoring us by some reason.
And then
not so bad.
Then maybe, okay.
Then if you can't get to Goldberg's, Lenders isn't a bad alternative.
Okay.
But right now, yeah. Please.
If you don't live anyplace near New York City or where they have brought the New York City bagel to Orange County.
Yeah.
If you don't live anyplace close to that, all right, maybe you have to deal with Lenders, but not us.
No, not us.
Because Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel.
That's right.
As they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Oh, man, I want one of those right now.
Hey, I don't want to. I'm going to interrupt you briefly.
Sure.
Everybody listening, when we're done mentioning our great sponsors, I have an update on something I was talking about early, a customer service issue. So stick around. Stick around. See, if you stick around, good things happen.
A bonus.
A bonus, indeed. Go on.
Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They are open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16s, wedding, office parties, or anything that happens to impress. Their professional staff will ensure your event will not be an occasion, but just a memory. And Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights that's run by Davin, our pal from Sidesplitting Productions, and is a great show coming up October 30th, 2015, with Eddie Clark, as seen as The Orange is the New Black. Very phenomenal act and really will be a great night. Portobello Banquets is at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more, call 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions, as you just heard, if you have an establishment, we can put together a great comedy show, make a lot of money, bring people in on an off night. It's a good time. We have comedians, murder mysteries, kids entertain. It's always a good time. Sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us directly, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, will Mr. Helix be anywhere?
No place this week.
Joe, I know you got a busy weekend.
Yeah, I'll be at Bananas Comedy Club this Friday at 9 o'clock and Saturday 7:30 at 10. Phone number for tickets and reservations, 201-727-1090. I'm also working with Godfrey, who's very, very funny. So come on down, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, this Friday and Saturday.
Saturday, October 3rd, I will be in Plainview, New York. Plainview, New York, at the Minetto Hill Jewish Center. Of course I am. For tickets, call 516-935-5454. Again, that's 516-935-5454. Yeah, listen, if you're not doing anything Saturday night and you're on Long Island, come hang out. You don't have to be Jewish. Very often there's a non-Jews in the audience, so it's good. You should come.
I sneak in there sometimes.
Do you?
No.
No big whoop. You're running a show for me in a few weeks, actually.
Yes, I am.
All right. But so here's the update about something we were discussing earlier before we say goodnight.
Right.
Oh, before I do that, I do want to thank Amaru for calling in.
Yes, very good.
Make sure you look go on Facebook, look up Inside Ben. That's his latest project. You can see how you can get involved with that. So thank you, Amaru, for calling in.
He left links in the chat.
Of course he did.
Yeah. No, he's good.
Hey, God bless him. Promote.
Sure. I know.
Yeah, he's a good man.
He's a great man. All right, so eBay contacted the wife.
Yes.
A final decision has been made in this case.
Drum roll.
Or that.
Or Angry Bees.
It's late.
Decision. Yes. Dun, 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 dun. This case has been... Show us your pussy first. Oh, my God. That's unprofessional. I don't think she's talking
to eBay. Oh, my God.
I don't think she's talking to eBay at all. No. This does not sound right. Could you imagine?
Fucking mafias.
That's more like Ebola.
Yes. This case has been decided in your favor. You must ship the item by either printing an eBay label or use your own label with tracking information and submit the tracking information to the resolution center. Once the item has been delivered to the seller, like they want it, so they can resell it and scam somebody else.
I know.
Why would you?
Why would you give the counterfeit stuff back to them?
I don't know.
They could discard and throw it out. They want proof of
No, not to eBay. eBay's going to send it to the seller. Give it to the seller.
Yeah, so they can sell it to some other poor schmuck.
Yeah. Well, idiots. Fine, I'll just take... fine, you don't want me? Well, good day. I shall go to Craigslist.
Good day, sir.
I said good day. We'll process your refund for the full account. The seller's shipping address and shipping instructions are available in the Resolution Center. Please remember to submit your tracking information by October 9th. So there you go.
You have to pay for UPS back?
Probably.
We should give you. I would ask for a UPS number to ship it back.
We'll see. I don't know what she's going to do. I think the wife just wants to get the money.
Just get the money.
But I think that's a nice way, a nice bow after we bitched out customer service.
Do you listen to the
all
show?
All customer service.
Everybody does, Joe.
I listened to the show and go, we got to fix this. We got a problem.
You know what? I just got word 3 more kids got adopted into good homes.
See?
We really help people. That's what we do.
Good.
Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us, as always, in the chat room, listening live, on replay. We appreciate it, the downloads. Guys, as always, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, please, please.